The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Black in Brew. With a slew of buzzworthy Black-owned cafes and shops from Leimert Park to Inglewood, the coffee scene in Los Angeles is heating up. Black and brown people make up a small portion of purveyors. Williams is determined to create a seat for them at the coffee table, starting by plugging, uplifting, and celebrating those making a good brew and impact across Los Angeles. The coffee at these shops is amazing, she says. I was trying to create a platform for Black people and coffee who I felt weren't getting their flowers. How come nobody knows about you and the work you're doing for the community? I felt someone needed to shed light on that, and so I did. The shop, Hot and Cool Cafe, 4331 Degnan Boulevard, LA. The vibe, every time I step inside, I am welcomed with open arms, Williams says, of the family-owned and operated vegan cafe in Leimert Park Village. The goods, try the hot sinful latte or hot honey latte, the vegan nachos supreme, and the BBQ kale wrap. The shop called South Le Cafe, 1700 Browning Boulevard in Los Angeles. The vibe has an offering $5 avocado toast to hosting free food drives weekly. This cafe is exactly what this community needed. The goods, try the Cinnabon cold brew or the rose latte and avocado toast, as well as the old school coffee cake. The shop called Sip and Sonder is located at 108 South Market Street in Inglewood. The vibe, they host open mic nights and were featured in HBO's Insecure. They have also partnered with LA Rams and Disney, and they regularly throw events to uplift and engage the community they serve. The goods, try the espresso tonic or chai latte and vegan curry puff and the chocolate croissant. The shop called Lazy Rose Cafe at 1113 South La Brea Avenue, Los Angeles. The vibe, a veteran-owned coffee shop centered around the importance of mental health, is much needed change of pace in Los Angeles. The goods, I think I wasn't a matcha fan, but they have a drink called the Hamilton that has changed my mind. Try it or go for the blush brew and apple turnover. The shop, Nimbus Coffee, 1115 South Hope Street, Los Angeles. The vibe, their Harry Potter inspired drinks are where it's at and brings new meaning to the phrase Black Girl Magic. The goods, try unique refreshing witches cold brew or the mischief macaron latte and the no meats when I eat vegan breakfast burrito. The next article is titled Bold and Beautiful, Essence in Praise of Black Style. Essence has always championed Black trendsetters in the fashion biz. Here, staffers share what they think makes our style outstanding. Emerald of Essence.com says, Black style cannot be boxed. The fashion industry is shaped by the clothes we wear, from the hood to the castle and back again. People can see our pizzazz. We give the industry life. Kara Cahoon, Director of Product Management, says, our style reflects the resilience of Black people. We can make something out of nothing. We make a $100 outfit look like $1,000. Then people ask where we got it, copy it, and later call it their own. Blake Newby, style and beauty editor. Black style is the blueprint for style everywhere. Culture doesn't move without us. Think about any of your favorite trends. I bet a black woman, man, or non-binary person was the brains behind it. Nia Lawrence, creative director, said, "Black women aren't afraid to take risks in fashion. I love the boldness, the color, the prints and patterns in our style." Amani Nunez, motion graphic designer, said, "No matter what, we carry our culture and ancestry on the sleeve. From braids to patterns to cadence to swag, our style is a reflection of each other and our story." The next article is titled, "Sisters in Survivorship. Women share what life with and after breast cancer is like, and why the journey doesn't conclude once treatment ends. At the age of 37, I was initiated into a sisterhood that I didn't choose. At the time, I was working in the New York City area, building a successful career in media. Then, on a hot summer day in 2019, everything changed. I felt a lump in my right breast and was subsequently diagnosed with stage 2B triple negative breast cancer. It's an aggressive subtype that disproportionately affects black women. From the very beginning, when fear of mortality was omnipresent, Jamie Terry, MD, a breast surgeon with Texas Breast Specialist in Houston, looked me firmly in the eye and reassured me that I would be okay. From then on, I had faith in God and the plan my doctor recommended. I trusted her completely and knew I would survive. She referred me to an on-call fertility specialist to retrieve and preserve my eggs. Then I proceeded with an aggressive regimen of chemotherapy. While I was undergoing treatment, a medical genetic test would confirm that I had the BRCA1 gene mutation, which increases a person's risk for breast and ovarian cancers. With that information, Terry was in favor of my having both breasts removed and reconstructed, and my oncologist, Dr. Dosi of Texas Oncology, recommended extracting my ovaries and fallopian tubes. I underwent each of the suggested procedures, and I've been in remission since 2020. However, my breast cancer journey is not over. In addition to praying for no recurrence, I am managing the side effects that came with my treatment. While my uterus is still intact, after having my ovaries removed, I entered medically induced menopause at age 40. Every day, I'm visited by surges of intense heat that overwhelm my body. Looking for relief, I find myself running to the freezer to stick my head inside. I also fan myself like a seasoned saint in a Southern Baptist church. Some may not understand that these very uncomfortable hot flashes trigger a roller coaster of feelings, thoughts, and reminders. I am a 40-year-old breast cancer survivor without children and unmarried. After filing for divorce during the most eye-opening time in my life, I've learned to manage the emotions of what I've been through by undergoing psychotherapy, embracing self-care, and traveling. While that's my story, I've discovered in these past 2 years that survivorship looks different for everyone. In December 2020, for example, after an initial misdiagnosis of a rare form of breast cancer, Chicago native Sunita Harris was correctly diagnosed with stage 2 triple negative breast cancer. She underwent treatment, which took a toll on her physical and mental health. While Harris was going through all this, her mother, Felicia, died. On top of grieving for myself, I was grieving for my mother, so I had to deal with everything that life threw at me, in addition to the diagnosis, she recalls. There was no time to heal because life just kept on happening. That's the harsh reality. Life doesn't stop when a woman is dealing with breast cancer or while she's confronting the impact of her experience after the fact. The challenging part is trying to maintain a sense of normalcy while grieving the loss of loved ones, body parts, or for me, a marriage. Having had both of my breasts cut off and replaced in my 40s was tough, says Vena Morris, a 2-time breast cancer survivor and founder of the Breast Cancer Awareness Organization, AfroPink. I have body dysmorphia and real anxiety about how I look. I am learning to shed my former self-image, love my body all over again, and embrace the new me. My diagnosis have taught me to be grateful and to appreciate living in the moment while focusing on a healthier lifestyle. I eliminated things that weren't important to me, and I started AfroPink to educate Black and Brown communities about the realities of breast cancer. Like Morris, Harris was also prompted to reevaluate her life when faced with her diagnosis. She shifted her career path to pursue what felt like more purposeful work, becoming the multicultural marketing manager at Susan G. Komen and focusing on health equity. With the cancer now in remission, she has created a lifestyle of harmony and peace through the principles of Ayurveda, an ancient Indian practice that takes a natural and holistic approach to physical and mental health. Today, there are more than 168,000 women in the U.S. living with metastatic or stage 4 breast cancer. Deltra James, a mother of 5 daughters, is also a For the Breast of Us Baddie ambassador, increasing the visibility of and support for women of color affected by breast cancer. She experienced significant physical trauma from her treatments, but has successfully reached the NED, No Evidence of Disease, stage. I gravitate towards the word thriver, the 36-year-old wrote in an Instagram post, but I suppose I am surviving cancer as long as I have breath. For James, her NED status is a win that deserves to be celebrated. The women who experience metastatic breast cancer typically don't ring an end of treatment bell. While James acknowledges that the NED stage can be a pit stop along the cancer journey, she remains optimistic that the ongoing treatment she receives will continue to work. She, like all breast cancer survivors and thrivers, can't predict what tomorrow will bring, but many are united in hope, strength, courage, and faith. Part of my self-care is not allowing the uncertain and uncontrollable future to steal my joy, James explains. I can quiet my fears about death and live to see another day. The next article is titled Girls United Summit 2022. After the success of our summit in 2021, we are excited to bring Girls United, or GU Summer, back and bigger than ever. This year, we are tackling issues related to career, relationships, wellness, the culture at large, and more. Through community, leadership, and the exchange of information, we are growing together and pushing one another to see through glass ceilings to reach new heights. The next article is titled, If Not For My Girls, Get Ready to Get Real with Three Bold, Talented, and Transparent Black Women in the fourth season of the amazing video series, If Not For My Girls, presented by Essence and Coke Zero Sugar. All About the Girls, taking the entertainment world by storm, Paige Hurd, Ryan Destiny, and Justine Sky see life through the millennial and Generation Z lens, whether singing, dancing, acting, or talking about a breakup. These women possess a unique willingness to be vulnerable and know how to flex the beauty that is their sisterhood. Candid Conversations. This season, the girls take to Santa Monica, California for beachside bonding, and they don't take long to start speaking their truth about friendships and sisterhood, romance and relationships, and the importance of setting boundaries. Paige, Ryan, and Justine don't hold back anything and invite you to take pride in yourself and your opinions by doing the same. The next article is about and from Essence contributors. Keita Moore. This New York City-based glam guru has become a go-to makeup artist for celebrities everywhere. He has worked with many various beauty brands, including Armani Beauty, CoverGirl, and Anastasia Beverly Hills. Whether it's for folks appearing on a red carpet, performing in music videos, attending press junkets, or completing editorial projects, Moore's artistry is easily recognizable to those in the know. An impressive roster of clients, Iman Audet Akeke, Tessie Thompson, Joan Smalls, Laverne Cox, and Mary J. Blige, to name a few, have experienced his exquisite artistic touch. His work has graced the pages of publications such as Vogue, Elle, Interview, InStyle, and W. We are fortunate to have his input for, quote-unquote, The Beat, which highlights an easy trick to get your lips looking party ready for the season. The next Essence contributor is Clarissa Brooks. A cultural observer from Charlotte, North Carolina, Brooks is an editor at Reckon News and a co-founder of Just Media, a national journalism fellowship. She focuses her critical attention on such issues as abolition, hip-hop, and the intersections of domination, all with a goal of liberating Black people. This month, the community organizer spoke with a fellow Spelman College alum, the great Stacey Abrams, for Georgia on the Line. Brooks, who earned a degree in comparative women's studies with a focus on media studies and journalism, says her passion for writing and reporting began with a desire to share great ideas, people, and concepts with a wider audience. Her work can be found in The Guardian, Teen Vogue, Vice, Bustle, and elsewhere. She has also been a Historically Black Colleges and Universities Fellow for the Online News Association and an organizer with Know Your Nine. The next Essence contributor is Darius X. Marino, an artist in every sense of the word, pursuing mediums from painting to sculpting to claymation. Marino has made his imprint on the art world. Inspired by the grit and glamour of hood culture, he juxtaposes technical skill demonstrated by energetic brush strokes with compelling and culturally relevant subject matter, creating a look that has been described as ghetto avant-garde. The illustrations he crafted for our feature, quote-unquote, Angela Bassett is a vibe, are a testament to his skills. Perhaps the most notable work to date for this graduate of the New School's Parsons School of Design has been the cover art he composed for rapper Gold Link's album At What Cost, and an animated short developed, drawn and directed by Marino himself, which premiered on the main stage at Coachella in 2017. He now focuses on primarily his graphic novel and doll company, Dare Dolls, which he co-owns with his sister, Dare Moreno. The next article is titled, Where's Your Wakanda? As we close out the year 2022 with our November-December issue, what comes to mind is that song by Drake featuring Soulja Boy, We Made It. Say it with me, people. With a beautiful illustration of Angela Bassett on the cover, we continue our mission, making sure that we celebrate Black women in all their glory and do the work to ensure that Essence is the place for Black creativity to shine. We tapped the talent comic artist Darius X. Marino to draw Bassett, who plays Ramonda, Queen of Wakanda, in Disney's Marvel Studios' upcoming Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I'm definitely not the only one who is personally excited to see Bassett and the rest of the cast in the film. On page 62, senior entertainment editor Brandy Victorian speaks to Bassett about her amazing career and the extraordinary legacy she continues to create with each new role. As we showcase some of our other creatives, leaders of the new art world, highlights women like artist Teresa Cromati, curator Ashley James, the first full-time Black curator at the Guggenheim Museum, and other high-powered innovators making waves in the art space. Also in this issue, features editor Brooklyn White examines the resurgence of the 70s aesthetics in Black to the Future, which speaks to the revival of that decade in Black music, fashion, feminism, and politics. And you don't want to miss our annual holiday gift guide with products from Black-owned and Black-focused brands that are sure to delight the colorful characters in your life. Editors Victoria and Kimberly Wilson offer gift ideas for everyone who holds a special place on your list during the festive season, from your favorite entrepreneurial cousin to your fashion-obsessed rich auntie. Whether the holidays are your thing or you're just getting through, we hope this issue will feel like a warm hug to usher you into a brilliant new year. Bring it in. The next article is titled The Beat. There are so many ways to wear red makeup. We enlisted celebrity makeup artist Keita Moore to show us how to create a new look with this staple. Moore used blue-red lipstick for the base, deeper red liner for the outer lip, and a hint of bright orange-red in the middle. His tip for an interesting red lip: using a deeper lip liner to line and even inside the lip, then popping your choice of red in the center. The next article is titled The It Bag, a tiny treat. Homage Year's viral OVA bag is on everyone's radar. Homage Year's Antoine Manning is one of the young designers redefining luxury fashion. Thanks to creatives like him, coveted items are no longer unattainable by regular folks, especially when it comes to handbags. Today's It bags are less about costly, aspirational choices and more about inclusivity and community. Even Beyonce told us she's put her Birkin bags in storage in favor of a more affordable Black-owned brand. Fittingly, the style name for this sculptural OVA bag, shown here in Poise Peach Mini Mini, is Manifestation. The next article is titled, You're Invited to a Feast for Your Hair. An abundance of tools for every Black hairstyle. Number 1, a comb to put on display. Brother Vailey's At Home Shell Comb, $95. Number 2, a flat iron that can easily get your edges. Baby Bliss Pro Studio Design Series Root Reacher Flat Iron. Number 3, a roller set for every occasion. Baby Bliss Pro Nano Titanium Professional Iconic 30 Roller Hot Roller Set. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.